When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And let's kick this off, kick this Sewing Out Loud off with some thank yous. Mom, why don't you start?
Look what this says. Okay, this is from Mandy Athey. Is that how I say it? And it says, like a lady boss.
Oh, we lady
boss. And she wrote inside, and it says, you guys are so awesome. Can't wait to see what happens next. And then she has a Wonder Woman stamp on the outside. And it says underneath, smashing the patriarchy. Because Wonder Woman has like a big hammer.
Anybody is like at all confused about whether or not we're trying to dismantle the patriarchy, the answer is yes.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Do we hate men? No, we love men.
Whatever.
I like men.
They can...
I like women, too.
This one's from Glenda.
I don't like... And sometimes I like and don't like children. Go ahead.
This one's from Glenda, and Glenda's a
Glenda whom?
Glenda Rempel. I don't know if we should say people's last names,
well,
but if they're like in the witness.
It's Glenda part of the sister act.
That's what I thought you were going to read, sister number.
I do have her sisters over here someplace.
This is from Glenda, and she says she's glad to be a part of the SSW group, and she appreciates everything we do. And I love to talk to you, Glenda. Actually, I've talked to Glenda, and she hasn't been there for the live broadcast like the past couple days. It's like, when Glenda weightlifts, she might want to do this with
and
her leggings.
She is a Canadian, and Mallory likes Canadians.
I love Canadians.
But I have her Canadian sister here, and the card says that I am awesome.
Oh, okay. Who do you mean, Sandy? It says you are awesome on it.
And it says, and by awesome, I mean totally awesome.
All right.
So anyway, she's... said she was excited for the next phase of our business also.
Yeah, we got these cards when we were shutting down brick and mortar store.
That's right.
This one's from Erica. Erica says she says thank you, and she says thanks for all your time we spend on the podcast. Well, thank you. And that she hopes this next chapter in our life is exciting. Me too.
This card is from someone in Garden City, Kansas named Turner. And it's Deborah Turner. Actually.
I just packed an order for Deborah.
Yep.
And she ordered some marking pens that they don't make anymore.
Oh.
Sorry, Deborah. That's I love
terrible.
You. Thank you for your card.
She says she super loves the podcast and the Facebook group, like all of us. And she sews all the costumes for the people that act on Boot Hill in Dodge City, Kansas.
Oh.
Boot Hill. Not Boot Heel.
We have the Boot Heel.
I don't think you even realize you gave me that push. Oh, isn't that fun?
I know. Well,
all right.
Thanks,
we're
Deborah.
Getting inspiration.
Hey, I have a really pretty card. I haven't shown you this. It's hand-drawn.
It is really good.
It's hand-drawn
in
by
our
Janelle.
Colors, too.
Mm-hmm. And she did a cute little...
lots of stuff.
Yes. She did a cute little drawing on the front, and it says, congratulations. You're going to be so awesome. And there's sewing machine and scissors and spools of thread. I think I'm going to just post a picture of this one.
Yeah, I think a picture needs to be
posted. It's a good card. And she wrote us, look at this.
A lot.
Look at this. It's really long, so I won't read it. I won't read it all, but she, you know, wishes us best of luck on our new journey.
All
and my baby.
Yeah,
my
and baby. All of these people took this time to get a card or make a card and put a stamp on it and find a mailbox so it could snail mail to us. Like, that's amazing. They just didn't, like, you know, text us.
We're really
impressed.
Quite flattered. So
I did three. You were just supposed to do three.
Oh, I'm going to do four. Okay, I'll do four just because I've opened four. And so this one's from Carol Henderson, and she is funny in the group and very active, and I'm glad to see a card from her. And she says that our knowledge and warmth have been instrumental in helping her through a difficult period in her life. And Carol, we love you, and we're glad you're here, and I love to see your face when you post in the group.
Even if these people can't sew, they're fun.
Yeah, that's right. No, we don't care.
Even if you sew like crap, think you're fun. So,
yeah. Okay, today, speaking of sewing skills, this is something that comes up so often.
Over and over and overlock again.
Over and overlock. We're going to talk about different serger stitches and how we use them.
Right. And a serger and an overlock is the same machine.
And, you know,
they're referred to with that, both of those names.
Someone, I think it's from the UK or Australia, was like, you know, we call this an overlocker, which totally makes total sense. They're like, every time the US people talk about sergers, I picture them like hurrying somewhere.
So do you know how baby lock got its name?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
But why don't you tell everybody?
Okay.
I think you're skipping ahead a little bit.
Well, I mean, that's why baby lock is called baby lock, because they brought industrial overlock sewing machines to the home level, and they were the first company that did that.
So it's a little overlock machine.
Right.
Little
it's a baby overlock.
Little compared.
The big industrial overlocks got together and had a baby overlock.
So it's little compared to the factory industrial machines, except now that Ovation.
I was going to say,
beast.
It's a big baby.
I don't mind it. Big babies
it
are
was,
good, too.
It was born by cesarean. It was so big.
We have had a long day already, everyone. Okay, serger stitches. Okay,
so I thought we were being pretty cute.
Doing a great job, Mom.
Sam's making funny faces.
Sam's
over
here.
There.
Normally we record solo. I think, are you just like your exhibitionist is coming out? You're just performing a little more because you have an audience.
I do better with an audience.
Yeah.
My mother always said that.
Okay. So overlock stitches and are made by an overlocker or a serger machine, and they are made with a needle or two needles.
Right.
Okay. And then two or one loopers. Okay.
So there has to be a looper and a needle involved.
So there are no bobbins on a serger. Okay. And these loopers that overlock or overcast the edge of the fabric, they really lend themselves to knits.
Right.
That's why.
Because the stitch is basically crocheted over the edge or knitted over the edge.
Yeah. So the serger does not replace the sewing machine.
Except, you know what? Mine almost has.
Well, let's not complicate the issue. Okay.
But get your sewing machine first.
Just wait a second. Okay. Right. The serger, but this is the reason I want to say this.
Good. Yeah.
The serger stitch, the overlock stitch, it's not on its own as stable as the lock stitch you get on a sewing machine.
Okay. Because it's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be a stretch stitch.
So we had somebody come in and like try to put together like a woven fabric doll one time, remember?
Oh, no. You mean it had to be stuffed?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really bad idea.
And they tried to do it on the serger. Right. And they were just, you know, saying, oh, my seams are kind of opening up, you know.
Because they're supposed to with the serger.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So what this episode is about is we're going to talk about the stitches that are useful on the serger in different
applications,
different, so your fabric, your applications, everything like that. And I'm going to walk us through.
You're going to go through all those stitches?
The quick reference guide from, actually, I'm just going to go for a four thread serger.
There you go.
And we'll see how much time we take and whether or not we get into the chain and cover stitch. Okay. So I've got the quick reference guide for the baby lock and lighten here. And the first stitch that we see is the four thread overlock. So this stitch uses two needles and two loopers. That's why it's called a four thread overlock. And it's your most, I would say, like the stitch a lot of people know about.
Yeah, I think it gets used the most, probably.
I think lots of those sergers that aren't baby locks come threaded.
Like that.
Like for a four thread. Sure. And then people are kind of nervous about rethreading
that
them.
Way.
And they're like, I'll just keep it in a four thread.
And their tensions work that way or whatever.
Yeah, so they just keep it as a four thread. And so the four thread overlock, when would you use this, Mom? What kind of applications?
Well, I would use it probably on something like a one-way stretch.
Okay.
Something that's stitched, right? East and west only. So
stretched east and west.
Right, yeah. Stretched east and west.
Okay.
And not, because this is another term that gets confused, is two-way and four-way stretch, right?
Yeah.
So your interlock knits that stretch right in to the east and the west, right?
Yeah.
And not north and south at the same time. Because it is a somewhat stable stitch.
This is the most stable of the overlock stitches.
Right. And it is, they call it sometimes a four-thread, overlock, and I think they really mean lock, because that middle, not the middle needle, it would be the right needle, is what's locking that stitch, because it's going over the loops.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what you see is you see like a row of stitching, and then you see these loops, and you see another row of stitching between that row of stitching and the edge of the fabric. So that's how it looks to you.
Yeah, and it's giving you the most stable stitch, I would say, about this from the serger. Now, I would also say if there was an occasion where I was working with a woven fabric,
right,
and it worked well to seam it with the serger,
which would be a Halloween costume.
Yeah, Halloween costume.
So, like Halloween costume, you might just serge it together so you don't have to sew and finish
something
and things
fast
like that.
I would use a four thread overlock,
right,
if I was down and dirty trying to seam a woven together.
Absolutely.
Now, I'll tell you about something. I was trying to be smart one time, and I was going to stitch together a home deck pillow.
Okay.
Okay. Like, I had all those home deck sample fabrics.
Right.
Okay. And some of them were like brocades. And, like, really, they're like $500 a yard or whatever, And they're these gorgeous things. They had dragonflies woven into them, or a check or something. But you all know what I'm talking about. You can get those sample booklets. Now, you've noticed the back of those, sometimes you can tell they're sort of loosely woven.
Right.
Right. So I was just like, I'm just going to put this together on the serger. And I sort of patchworked it.
Uh-huh.
I did like four triangles that made up a square. And then I did a border. Okay. And it looked really great for like 5 days. Okay. I did it with a four thread, everybody. But the stress of like the stuffing and of using the pillow, maybe it was 2 weeks. I don't know. The fiber started to pull out of the seam.
And that's what's going to happen when you use an overlock or serger stitch on a woven.
Yep.
They're not a tight lock stitch,
uh-huh,
like your regular sewing machine. I've had people come in and go, I sewed this skirt up with my serger in the back, and, on the butt, it's pulling.
Spread
you
apart.
You see my threads, and I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
it'll
you
happen.
Do.
It'll
you
happen.
Do. And how do I fix that? You use a sewing machine.
That's
or
right.
Or you make a knit skirt.
Yeah, or you make a knit skirt. So anyway, you just need to be aware. And the way you can test this, now, one time I did make, I made a sheer dress.
Yes.
And it was very, like, fit at the bust, flowed down. Mm-hmm. And I used, like, elastic to belt it.
Right.
And I put that together with a four thread overlock.
Uh-huh.
And I tested it. I did a seam, and
right,
I pulled on it.
Right.
And it was fine.
And it worked.
That fabric, I think it was like some poly nylon.
And you probably used a closer stitch, like two or two and a half, like the same, not like a four.
Sure.
Right.
I don't know, but.
Right. I'm just thinking you probably did.
And it was fine.
Well,
okay.
And here again is where we come in to, there's those that test their stitch and those that wish they tested their stitch.
So bottom line, sew up a seam and pull on it.
Right.
Okay. But also, know about your serger stitch. It's not as stable as the sewing machine stitch, and that can sometimes be a good thing. Okay?
Well, I mean, and that's what really you're going for.
Right, right. So the next stitch on the menu here, actually, I'm going to go out of order.
Go right ahead.
I will. The next stitch is the stitch you'll hear us talk about all the time. The three-thread overlock narrow.
Yay! Favorite stitch in the whole world.
When do you use this, ZD?
Almost all the time.
Hold on. Can I interrupt you for a second? I'm sorry. The three-thread overlock narrow uses two loopers.
There you go.
And the right needle.
And when we say it uses the right needle, it means you have removed the left needle. If you don't, you're going to get a screwy stitch because those loopers are passing past that needle, whether it's threaded or not, and it will screw up the timing of that stitch.
I have a funny story about another three-thread stitch that uses the right needle for later.
Oh, okay. I was sitting back and going to listen.
Okay. It goes into another stitch. So, yeah, the three-thread overlock narrow uses the right needle. It's the needle to your right, okay? And a lot of sergers, I think a lot of surgers that are four-thread surgers, they say L and R.
Yes.
Right? Like, not just the baby
locks. Or sometimes it'll have, like, a mark that says 5/8 or something, on it, so you know that that's where the seam would be.
Right.
You know, a lot of them let you know. They have different markings for the right needle or the left needle.
So we are in the middle of filming leggings class, as many of you know.
No, we're not in the middle.
Thank
God we're
at
the end.
We're not filming it anymore. Yeah, right. We're talking about it, though.
It just feels like we're in the middle of it.
Editing it. The three-thread overlock narrow is our preferred stitch for
constructing knits.
Constructing
knit
garments.
And I'm talking about knits, especially knits that go
always
stretch in all four directions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also have a lot of lycra or spandex in them.
And so what are we talking about leggings. We're talking about leotards.
We're talking about everything nowadays.
Underwear.
Well, especially your active wear.
Swimsuits?
Yes, swimsuits.
I'm getting specific here in case someone's like, wait.
Baby clothes.
A swimsuit?
Okay, you guys, if you ever put a four-thread, stitch in your baby clothes, you will realize what a big seam that is.
It is a big seam, and it doesn't have to be.
No.
The three-thread narrow will work. And we just talked about how the four-thread is the most stable of the overlock stitches.
Which means it stretches the least when we say stable. That's what we're talking about.
It stretches.
We're not saying it's the strongest. We're saying it's the most stable.
And when you're using fabrics that stretch all ways, you want to be able to get into that T-shirt or stretch that T-shirt onto your kid's
head. Because when you
head.
Put it on, it's pulling that seam out of shape for sure.
And you want it to be able to stretch and recover. And if you have a serger, and if you have like some swimwear fabric around or some really stretchy stuff, like fold it in half, get a piece, fold it in half, and stitch a four thread on it. And then stitch a three-thread on it.
Right.
And watch when you go to stretch that seam what happens. And you'll actually see, this could just be a good learning experience.
Right.
For you to see that serger stitches allow fabric to stretch within them,
and then people
too.
Go, oh, but I want it to be secure.
Yeah.
And I say, it is secure. First of all, from experience, I know it's secure.
Yeah, I'm wearing
it. And I also know.
A little bit right now.
Well, I also know it's not going to pop. Mm-hmm. And I know that four thread can pop.
Yeah, so counterintuitively, you might think more threads, more stable, more strength.
So tell me, how many threads are on your sewing machine and how stable is that stitch?
Yeah. All right, Mom's back from her coughing break. I took one too.
Because Mallory works me so hard.
When you're using your sewing machine, you only have two threads. And it makes
a difference. And you think that's stable and strong, right?
Well, and if you do a straight stitch on your stretchy fabric and then you go to wear it, doesn't it pop?
It pops. Well, I just want people to know. I think they get worried, and that's why they want to put that fourth thread in there. And think about it. You've got three threads on the three-thread narrow. So you have three threads, and on your regular sewing machine, you only have two threads.
Yep.
And the three-thread is going to stretch and go with the movement of you and your garment. And the other thing is, you've got more thread in a serge stitch than in a lock stitch anyway.
Right.
So you got plenty of thread there, and you should be using good thread. Now, if you want to use what I used to call it the dime store thread. What do we call it now? The big box store thread? I don't know. Not our thread. If you want to use any thread that Mallory and I don't sell, no. But, I mean, when you see the serger thread that is in a bin on sale and it's fuzzy and it looks funny and the colors aren't very distinctive, and that's lousy thread.
Right.
And it'll break, and I'll bet you can take it off and just pop it in your hand.
Right.
So
we recommend
Well, that seam might not be very strong.
Right. That's very true. So we do recommend normal serger thread. We really like Madeira AeroLock thread. And then we've been real in love with the MaxiLock stretch for activewear and, you know, leggings, swimsuits,
right.
Underwear, etc. Okay. So three-thread overlock narrow is our go-to stitch of the type of work we do.
I guess it's the... We have an Enlighten in our studio, a Baby Lock Enlighten, and we have a Baby Lock Ovation. Mm-hmm. And the Enlighten is almost always on a three-thread.
Narrow,
right. Yeah. It's almost always set up that way.
Okay, we're going to take a message break, and we're going to come back and talk just a little bit more about the three-thread narrow, and then we'll talk about the three-thread wide.
Okay. This episode is brought to you by the Sew Here Box. For more information, go to sewhere.com/box.
So the first Sew Here box was an absolute success, and it happened right before Christmas in 2016. And we asked in the group if people would want a box of stuff curated by me and you, and they got all excited.
I know.
Yeah.
And I started looking on the internet and looking at, like, the bark box, and it didn't correlate very well. Because I was like, what are we going to put in this box? I didn't want to disappoint anybody.
Well, and so it's a little different than some of the other boxes
out there, right?
So the Sew Here box is not a subscription. You don't have to, like, keep paying to get it.
Right.
We put one out quarterly in general, and it's got a theme. And we put together a bunch of, you know, fun things that go with the theme have to do with sewing.
But they're not fun.
That's right.
I guess it's fun in the sense that it's a surprise or something you haven't used before and something you probably are going to fall in love with and can't sew without.
And then there's also fun branded exclusive materials.
Yes.
Like the infamous I Am a Sewing Machine pin.
Yes. And all of Mallory's pins are infamous.
That's right. Highly coveted. And that pin was only available to Sew Here box purchasers.
That's right.
So we've so far put out the Sew Here box Indulge Edition. That was our first one. And then we did the Dressmaker's Delight.
Which I keep calling the Dressmaker's Dream. But it was maybe we can have a Dressmaker's Dream.
Yeah,
later.
You know,
right.
A year from now.
Right.
And so the newest box is our Stitchin' with Knits box. So, you know, if you're listening to this in the past, don't worry. You can go, or listening to it in the future, if
right.
this is in the past, you can go to sewhere.com/box and you'll be directed to the most recent Sew Here box or to sign up for our newsletter to get exclusive early announcements about when the next box is available. And you can take a little piece of ZD's sewing studio home with you.
Sewing out loud.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right. Well, it wasn't.
Well, we're back.
We're back. It wasn't quite as interesting because Sam's right here instead of us saying.
Because
like,
we usually give her little messages
we sing
that you
to
guys
her.
Don't hear.
That's right. Okay. Three thread overlock narrow and three thread overlock wide sometimes get confused. Lonnie.
Uh-oh, Sam flapping too. We're all laughing at Lonnie. Isn't it nice that Lonnie and laughing are an alliteration?
That's right.
Laugh at Lonnie.
Laugh at Lonnie. So the three-thread overlock narrow is also the stitch. Okay, one more use, right? Narrow.
What are you talking
about?
Narrow.
The narrow. Also the stitch we use for finishing.
Yes.
woven
yes.
pattern pieces
yes.
or trimming down and finishing seams
right.
on woven garments,
yes.
right? So you've sewn it with a sewing machine,
yep.
or maybe it's a pattern piece that they say, like, finish this before you...
Right, finish this edge,
right.
like a facing, maybe.
Actually, Lonnie brought up a really good thing. She said, sometimes on a really curvy pocket,
uh-huh.
I like to finish it beforehand.
Oh, I
and
yeah.
I was like, good job, Lonnie.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, I wasn't laughing at her then. I was learning
every
from
once
her.
In a while. She has a bright idea,
so
that's why we recognize them.
This three thread overlock narrow is good for that. Versus, and then people are like, when the heck then
mm-hmm.
would you use a three thread overlock wide? And let's define three thread overlock wide, right?
Left needle, two loopers.
That's right.
So it looks very similar to the narrow, of course, except it's wider.
That's
right. That's why one's narrow. And one's wide.
And it will always be wider just because of virtue, the left needle is further
right,
away from the
because
blade
of where the,
exact, than the right needle.
And that's how you get wide and narrow on a serger. It's dependent on the needle position. Now, your blade on some machines moves in and out to a different position. And that's the good sergers because what they do is they give you a pretty enclosed seam because you can vary that
the
with
width.
Your types of fabrics
yeah.
and types of stitches.
So the three-thread overlock narrow, we recommend it for that finishing work
right.
because it's less bulky.
Less bulk, less thread.
You're always
you know
get,
me. Yep. Listen to one of my rules. Always try for less bulk.
Get the bulk out. Of course,
yep.
the wide will always be bulkier.
Well, and also the wide... Those loops are wider, and they're more likely to catch on something.
Yeah.
We used to call them toe catchers. Oh, don't put a thread in there. You can catch your toe on. So you're putting your dress on, and your toenail gets caught
now,
in it.
Where I like to use the three-thread overlock
mm-hmm.
wide, I like to put decorative threads.
Absolutely.
In my serger loopers.
Yes.
Thick threads. We use number 8 pearl cotton. There's all sorts of yarn.
Candlelight.
Pretty thing. Yeah.
Sparkly threads.
Designer 6, designer 7,
yeah,
whatever
yeah.
they call it now. Da-da-da. There's Madeira overlock inspirations, and these threads are really thick. We call them non-needle threads.
Right. They're so thick, they will not ride through your needle.
But they'll go through your loopers.
They go through the loopers.
And what's great to show off a ton of looper thread?
Three thread wide.
There we go.
And you won't get a toe catcher because you're going to have them very close together. You'll have your stitch length close enough that, you know, you want it to almost look like a satin stitch.
Uh-huh.
You know, you don't want them to build up, but you want them laying right next to each other and covering an edge usually.
One time I made a little like cut off denim skirt in high school where you take the pants apart, you know.
This is where Mallory learned not to hem anything.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I used like a gold pearl cotton
right.
in the for the hem and did a three thread wide and it was super cute.
Right.
So. And I used like a gold pearl cotton and did the three thread overlock wide and it looked so beautiful. Okay. And that's a cheater hem for sure. We've done
baby blankets are my big things. It's, you know, you make a baby blanket and you use pearl cotton or, you know, like one of those decorative threads and it's amazing.
Oh, the
what
pearl
about,
crown rayon too.
What
pretty...
about my rug I fixed?
Yeah, you fixed your rug with the
right.
three thread wide.
Yeah,
yep.
Had a dog chew on the binding of a rug.
That's
and
a
I
podcast
used the three
episode.
Thread wide. Yeah,
we did
it
that.
Is. There is
yeah.
a podcast about it.
So the three thread wide, it really though, I would call it almost always a decorative
I
application.
Almost always. Now there are what do you call it when you pull the stitches apart?
Flatlock.
Yeah.
That's different. That's
right.
A different
it's a different
thing.
Kind of stitch, but, you know, that needle is used.
Okay. We're going to kind of zoom through the rest of these because they aren't as topical, I don't think, to what we're talking about now. Okay.
Okay.
Let's talk about a three-thread overlock narrow hem and a three-thread rolled edge.
Okay. So a three-thread overlock narrow hem, okay, is what you will see in ready-to-wear on a napkin. You might think that's a
rolled hem. Ready-to-wear napkins?
Well, how do I say it?
I don't know.
We wear those.
Okay.
I guess on a napkin, or it could be on a... I mean, I don't know where it's going to be, but...
Jane would always be like...
A ruffle?
When you go to Dillard's and buy a napkin.
Right.
Like,
there you go. So that's what you will see in commercial application.
And that narrow hem...
And you might think that that's a rolled hem,
right.
but it's really a narrow hem. Okay? Doesn't really have the fabric rolled in it.
Yeah, the fabric's more like it's
is
encased, rolled, but
it's flat.
Encased,
but it's flat.
It's
right.
flatter. Yeah, and so then the rolled edge, it has very, you know, on the baby lock, it's a very similar setting.
Right.
But it's different.
But you actually move out something that keeps your fabric. It's a stitch finger.
Well, they both do that.
Do they both?
Okay. Do the stitch finger
but
thing.
The one doesn't roll like the other. It doesn't roll this tight.
That's right. The rolled edge.
The rolled edge is truly that fabric is rolling up in a little tube inside that stitch.
Right. And so when you choose these, you actually end up choosing rolled settings on your serger. But they do end up coming out a little bit differently. And you might just test this to decide what you want. The difference is Stitch Selector C and Stitch Selector D, but you still go to the rolled settings on your length. Okay. Now, here's my funny story. Lady comes and gets her serger serviced. Yay.
Yeah, these are always the funniest. Was she our customer or one of those other customers, like that just came in to get
ours.
Something? Oh, okay.
She's very much ours.
Oh, okay.
Ours.
Maybe I'll know who it is.
Our customer. And she brings it back. She calls and says, my serger's not working. That's not what she said. She was very angry. My serger's not working. I'm
she
bringing
said,
it
you
back
didn't
in.
Fix my
yeah,
serger.
She said, I got this back, and now I'm bringing it back in because I'm trying to do a rolled edge on these napkins, and it's not working. And I was like, oh, okay. And I didn't get the chance to be like, what's going on?
Right.
You know. So she brings it in and she does. Her rolled edge looks like crap. And there's all these loops over to the left of her rolled edge. So like the edge looks fine, but then there are all these loops and everything. And so I was like, well, on your rolled edge, you use your right needle and you have to take your left needle out. And she was like, oh. And she looked embarrassed. And I was like, good, because you were really mean to me.
Well, that's what I mean. You have to take the needle. The needle you're not using has to go away.
If it doesn't have thread in it,
it has
to go
away.
You have to take it out.
It has to go away.
Yes, you must. You must do that. So that's really important, guys. Okay. And then flat lock seaming. There's 3-thread flat lock.
Right.
There's 2-thread flat lock.
There's actually a 2-thread rolled hem, I believe.
You know, there is. And then there's also, like,
and that is something you would use on a very, very, like, fine silk, okay?
When people finish off those silk scarves.
Yes, it would look like more like a hand-rolled. So it wouldn't be covered with thread. You know, you would probably see the thread rolling it over, but it wouldn't, the entire thing would not be covered.
That's right. That's right. And we've got a fiber artist here in town. Her name is Sharon Kilfoyle, and she that's how she finishes all of her silk.
Because it looks like a hand rolled.
She has a baby lock serger. She never uses any other stitch.
That's right. She used that one stitch.
She got this one stitch. She brings her serger in. You know, she would bring it in for service. And then
we'd keep it in that stitch.
You know, well.
Or put it back in that stitch.
We'd show her.
We'd check it out.
We stitch everything out. And then she's like, okay, well, putting it back on my 2-thread hem, you know, okay. You know, anyway, that's fine. But it was just kind of funny because that's like what that serger was used for. So those are overlock stitches. And I think we should stop there and not go into the combination stitches yet.
No, because that involves a different.
It's
type of machine.
Yeah,
that's a combination machine.
It's a different ball game, but I hope this clears up how the serger stitches sort of work. The beauty of owning a baby lock serger is that you can switch between these to see what works for you very easily.
Without screwing with, I say, any thread, anytime.
Any thread, anytime.
Any thread, anytime. That's why I'm in love. Everybody says, oh, well, it threads itself. No. Any thread, any time is really the big thing because I can put that pearl cotton in. I can run a stitch and it's perfect. I put maybe I'll put two embroidery threads through one looper. Maybe I'll do, and it comes out perfect. And I have not had to mess with any tension settings.
So there are two kind of like main cool things about the baby lock sergers are either their jet air or their extraordinary threading. And then that automatic thread delivery system. And we talked about this.
I think they may last forever, too.
They do last a long
time. I have never had one die ever on me.
No.
Never.
And so what Mom's talking about, it's great that they thread themselves. And then people are like, well, I can thread my serger.
Yeah. I mean, everybody thinks, oh, wow. Everybody goes, oh, it threads itself. Thank goodness. But the fact that you can put all these decorative threads through your loopers that are thick, that won't go through your needle, and you can get a pretty look. And, it makes it another, you know, you aren't just finishing edges or you aren't just doing knits. This is a whole other spectrum of decorative stitching
Right.
That you get to use.
Well, and I, on the live broadcast this week, I've hemmed a top and some pants, and I made some leggings.
We vlogged that Mallory has actually hemmed.
I hemmed those little baby leggings.
I know, Zelda has new and that's leggings. Hard.
That's right. And what's important here is that I could just re-thread for different stitches.
A different color.
Da-da-da. And I didn't do any testing. Actually, I didn't even, stitch out on fabric before I started cover stitching.
Well, yeah.
You know.
I mean, honestly, it sort of depends on what I test stitches if this is really expensive fabric or it's not fabric I've used before or something like that. Because pretty much I know what that serger is going to do on what kinds of fabrics
We've sewn on lots of fabrics.
Right.
You know, in our time on these sergers.
Now, if, you know, I got this, I don't know, weird, let's say I got a knit with, say, had some of those, rubbery little motifs on it or whatever.
Well, I tested it for my sequins,
I would be testing some stitches.
I also, I was making the exact same pair of leggings.
Right.
With
almost the same fabric. It was the same fabric content.
Same everything. Right. I mean, I think it was cut from the same yardage, So anyway, that is the beauty. But those, I think we did a good job explaining those basic serger stitches.
Just don't be afraid of that 3-thread.
Narrow.
And again, to finish the edges on your fabric before you put it in the laundry to pre-wash, you're going to use your 3-thread narrow. All you have to do is lengthen it out to a 3 or 4 because you won't need close stitches.
No.
And go ahead and zip on each. That's Joanne's funny story. She had an evolution, this big hunky serger, the only serger she ever had because, of course, she always had the best right up front, right? When she started learning. And one time in club meeting, we said something about, just serge it and throw it in the washing machine. And she went, oh, my God, I haven't been doing that. She had not been finishing the edge of her,
yardage. Her fabrics.
Right,
that's
right,
funny.
Right, it was funny.
Okay, well, if you want to see what's going on behind the scenes at SewHere.com and Sewing Out Loud and all of the other names that we've come up with sewing, you can follow us on Instagram because we're ZD Sewing Studio there, okay? And you can email me if you have a question or a comment at Mallory@SewHere.com. And you can sign up for our fabulous newsletter for fun discounts and a little love note each week at SewHere.com/love note.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit SewHere.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.